Yeah, you know, back in them days, Joe Mac, you know, me and him used to muck around and caught each other, and Joe Mac used to always say, you know, keep going, and I moved, and I should have stuck with him, and I ended up coming this path, you know what I mean, into trouble and this and that, and I should have stuck, you know, with my family, close family, and but I never want to be a big shot, can't be told. Thought I knew it all. And I learnt the hard way.
You'll be out soon, Unc?
6 weeks, Unc. And just looking forward to catch up with my babies. I'll work it from there, Unc. I don't like to, like too many big plans, because if something goes down, then I'll think stuff at all. So I'll just take one thing at a time and just stick positive,
that's
I suppose.
That's all you can do, eh?
That's it, Carl. Just battle on. And I've got all my brothers and sisters in the community, and especially when they come to jail, it's all right being a courier, because there's always a cousin in here or an uncle or brothers you grew up with. You know, like you get these gabbas in here that got no one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lucky we got people, especially when you got deaths in the family and things like that, or going through some hard times, and go to, like we got an elders in here, the general. Going over yarn to old Malta, an old friend of mine from the back streets of Melbourne. it's good, especially when times like this happen, Unc. We all look forward to it.
Yeah,
makes us feel a part of the community, Unc. You know, like we I was wrapped this. I didn't know what's happening today. So when I'm done this course, and they said, "Oh, they're coming in today," and it picked me right up. I was feeling tired, but when I heard yous were coming, I got goosebumps, everything. Out of the way I go, Unc.
Yeah, well, I meant to ask you, our boy, about what you actually thought of Sorry Day, because I know you got some kind of opinion on it.
Yeah, it's good that the government took account for what they done, Unc. Well, when we had Sorry Day here, we had one of the elders from down this way, Arnie Best, come in, and really, really sad, just, you know, like, sitting next to someone that's been through it, and actually brought tears to my eyes, you know. But it was good that the government, you know, instead of denying and trying to hide Australia's best-kept secret, it was good that they took account for what they'd done, and you know, I think they've earned a bit of respect by doing that. And just hopefully everything goes forward in reconciliation and like, you really can't give back what they've lost, you know, but everyone can learn from it, understand, and then, you know, the more everyone knows about it, understands, the more the people that it happened to feel better, you know, like...
Yeah, kids will have a better future.
That's right.
All that. And
yeah, that's right.
Wider Australia.
Yeah, like, when I went to school, I got taught about Captain Cook and, you know, Botany Bay and all this kind of stuff, and I didn't know about all our people and all our ways until I got to make my own decisions and, you know, and what I've heard of uncles and aunties and that. And you know, now hopefully I reckon it should be in the school curriculum, you know, Black history and Black Australia. You know, it'd be good for everyone, for them to understand. So in part of reconciliation, for the young fellas, and make it part of the school curriculum. There won't be no racism at school. And like me and my cousin Johnny Mac, we had a few things going to school, and people used to say, "Oh, how are you? His cousin, he's black, and you're fair, you're white, you're not cool." You know what I mean? And it caused a lot of fights, and you know what I mean, Unc? And just hopefully my kids don't go through all that kind of stuff, what I went through and what all the people before me went through, you know? So hopefully that's where it's going, and better for them and for us cool people.